Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Apostle Horsley. We cannot hear you if you're speaking. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning. Had the phone muted. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, good morning again. Good morning, Pastor Darlene. Wonderful day to be here live. I want to welcome you to the broadcast here at Prayer Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. You are here under the teacher and the Pastor Darlene Punnett, wonderful woman of God. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It is the 23rd day of September, the year of 2020. Hallelujah, God. Let's get started with the broadcast. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise. Because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you rise, shine, and give God the glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, we're soldiers of the cross. Do you think I'll make a soldier, do you? Think that I'll make a soldier, soldier, do you? Think that I'll make a soldier of the cross. Oh, we are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing up Jacob's ladder, ladder we are, climbing up Jacob's ladder, we're soldiers of the cross. Every round goes higher and higher, every round goes higher and higher, higher, every round goes higher and higher, we're soldiers of the cross. Hallelujah. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We come before thy throne of grace, O Lord God, on this Wednesday morning, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thanking you, O Lord God, for all that has transpired this week, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, to be here for this prayer, Lord God. We count it an honor and a privilege, O Lord God, to be able to come before thy people here on Block Talk Radio, Lord God, on the Prayer Deliverance Ministry family, O Lord God, the circle of friend, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because we know a friend that's closer than a brother, and that's Jesus Christ himself, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, on this Wednesday morning, O Lord God. We pray, O Lord God, that you touch each and every one that is here, O Lord God, individually and collectively, O Lord God. Even those that are there, Lord God, that desire to come, O Lord God, and just couldn't make it, O Lord God, and those that will come to the archives later, O Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Father, because you're working miracles so great, O Lord God. There's no one else like you, O Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, because you have blessed us, O Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. You work the supernatural, Lord God. You just work miracles so great, O Lord God. There's none like you, O Lord God. So we thank you, Father, and we praise you this morning, O Lord God, for what you're doing in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, that everybody who came this morning, O Lord God, just to bring you the sacrifice of praise, O Lord God, and to thank you, O Lord God, for waking us up in our right mind, O Lord God, to come together, O Lord God, to join our hearts together in love, O Lord God, to sit on the one accord, O Lord God, to worship you and to praise you, O Lord God, to glorify your name, O Lord God, and giving you thanks, O Lord God, for keeping us, O Lord God, during this time, especially during this time of pandemic, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. See, God, wildfires are burning, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And Lord God, the pandemic looks like it's trying to come back up again, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and surface to a new height, O Lord God. But realizing, O Lord God, that this world is ruled by your command, O Lord God. So, Lord God, that's why we come, O Lord God, because you all are righteousness, O Lord God, and we stand completely in you, Lord God. We came to worship you, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, O Lord God, that's here, O Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, because you're working the miracles so great, O Lord God. I want to thank you, Lord God, for the testimony of the pastor on yesterday, O Lord God. Gave great encouragement, O Lord God, to let us know, O Lord God, through you, O Lord God, that you, Lord God, allow us to do exceedingly, Lord God, and you give us exceedingly abundant above, O Lord God, whatsoever we ask and think, O Lord God. Thank you for every prayer, water, oil, Lord God, every intercessor, Lord God, every testimony that goes up, O Lord God. Thank you for the wives, O Lord God. Thank you for the children, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you for every prayer request answering, O Lord God. Thank you for every prayer request that is pending, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you, O Lord God, and we bless your name today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving, O Lord God, by your Spirit, O Lord God, and that you're moving by your power, Lord God, realizing, Father, that there's none greater, Lord God, there's just none greater than you, Lord God. So we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise which your name deserves, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we call Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, O Lord God. Give us this day our daily bread, O Lord God, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you, O Lord God. Glad to be once again a part of the service in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for moving. Hey, Koshatanakayosia, God, for moving by your Spirit and by your power, Lord God. If this is the day that you have made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, good morning, everyone. glad to be here. Hallelujah to God. Glad to be in the service. We thank God. We thank God for the time that we have here together. Glory to God. There's just so many things on the mind. I was just thinking and praising God and thinking about the many things that he has done. Hallelujah to God. And the miracles that he worked. Hallelujah to God. And the prayer requests that come in. Hallelujah to God. And thinking just about the goodness of Jesus. It's something that you hear from when you first step into the church world or step into the church, hallelujah to God, and don't quite understand that everybody will say, I thank God for Jesus. Say, I thank God for all he's done, that he works miracles so great, oh, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. And when you hear about people testifying of the faithfulness of God, hallelujah to God, and how he has done, I realize that, you know, he's a God that just don't get tired. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. Hallelujah. He's every place. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Shammah, Lord God. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah Tishkenu. Hallelujah, God. He's a God that is just there. And when we think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done just for us, hallelujah, and others, oh, Lord God, soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Sometimes I get a sort of out of sort there. My mind try to put thoughts around, my mind around how great God is. It just won't work. Every time I look, hallelujah to God, he's blessed. Every time I look, hallelujah to God, he's just doing something that just blows your mind, hallelujah to God, and the things that he does, hallelujah to God. And we just thank God for it in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. But we want to move along in this hour, hallelujah God. We have a scripture of the week. I believe it's in the book of Numbers, hallelujah to God. I believe it's Numbers, the 6th chapter, I believe it was. And that it was, and it was in the, it started at the 24th verse. And it starts at 22. Hallelujah, we start there today. It says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying on this wise, ye shall bless and ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Hallelujah to God. That's enough right there. It's undergirding, it's supportive of all things. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto thee. And be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift his countenance upon you, upon thee, and give thee peace. Hallelujah to God. We thank God. And that he shall put his name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Hallelujah to God. Some call it the Aaronic blessing of the prayer, that Moses spoke to Aaron, told him to bless the people. It had to do with the covenants, hallelujah to God. It had to do with the law, hallelujah to God. It had to do, a lot of things have transpired there. But I thank God for the scripture of the week, because the Lord had blessed us to come to this part. It's a prayer that my wife used quite often. And she talks to her son, the one that's in Ohio, her oldest son, every morning. For a couple of years, she'd be praying the Aaronic prayer, she calls it, over him. And, you know, and it says a lot. And the miracles that he works so great. Our God is awesome. I like the song that Pastor Darling sing. I'm going to have to get with her lady, get the words. I call him awesome, awesome and mighty. You know, it's a beautiful song. Hallelujah. Well, the other day I gave the testimony, he called up and she's, oh yeah, oh yeah. So when she got off the phone, she told me the testimony, you know, that he have a car. He just bought the car, you know. And I could say a lot, but I want to give this testimony, you know. And sometimes, you know, the Bible speaks of in the multitude of counsel, there's wisdom. And he had bought a car, and I thought he was still driving around the other car, but he bought another car. And he had bought the car, and he was going down the street, just driving along, and the fire truck's in back of him. And the siren's gone, and they've blown, and he just see them gone. So after a while, long story short, was that the fire truck pulled around, told him, get out the car. Your car's burning up in the back. No sooner than he got the car to the side, got out the car woof, went up in flames and engulfed the car. And I was thanking God because God is faithful and just. The car was a total loss. So he said it was the transmission. They said it was a transmission that burnt up. So for being what little I know, you know, it's under pressure, and that fluid probably was spraying on the exhaust manifold in the car. And the car just engulfed, but we had to give God thanks. Because his blessings is steadfast. We sing a song, still do, the steadfast love of the Lord. We quote that scripture, it's new every morning. It's new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And even when we, sometimes you hear, sometimes we don't hear people, but how God is just faithful to bless and protect them. And this is a blessing. It's under the law that God promised to bless his people if they keep the commandments of God. And his commandments are not grievous. It says, take his yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy and the burden is light. But God always spoke, and I was listening, and I was noticing how God speaks specifically to a situation. When he spoke this situation, it always say that God spoke to Moses, just as he speaks to Pastor Darling. And she gives the broadcast, or he speaks to her, and she makes decisions. She decides which way the broadcast is going to go, you know. And I thank God for her, hallelujah. I thank God for her great administrative gifts that she has, hallelujah to God. I think I'm going to go and see her, let her lay hands on me so I can get some of those administrative gifts that she has, hallelujah to God. Sometimes I'm happy for her because she made an announcement on yesterday, and I just liked how she just, moves forward in God. She takes God at his word and she begins to move forward in God. Hallelujah to God. And as she moves forward in God, it's a blessing just to be a part of the sharing the fellowship. My wife, she does a teaching. Hallelujah to God. She'd be on the prayer line. And I'm in awe how God just brings us to a place that he could use us. So she was teaching the last few weeks on the evening prayer line and on the family prayer line that we have on Saturday. We be on a lot of prayer lines. We got people just coming. Some of them, they don't want to get started until you come in and join fellowship with them. And there are people that need things from God. And a lot of times, I couldn't speak on it, but she was speaking about the blessings of God and how on forgiveness and not following the will of God and holding things against people at a time, it would hinder your prayer and it would stop the blessings of God from coming on you. But when God had spoke, he spoke to Moses. Moses spoke on to Aaron, which was a priest, and to his sons that were working with him in the ministry, and he wanted to bless the people. He said, speak to the children of Israel after he had brought them out. He said he was going to put his name on it. He said that he prayed that the Lord would put his countenance on them, that they would just be blessed for knowing the Lord God, keeping God's commandments, keeping his ways, hallelujah to God. And he would put his name on it. It's a matter of when people know that God is with you, hallelujah to God. When they know that God is with you, they feel the presence of God, knowing that you had obtained favor with God. This was a blessing that he had blessed the children of Israel Hallelujah to God. After they had came out, hallelujah to God. After they had blessed them, hallelujah to God. After they had came out of the land of Egypt, hallelujah to God. God had blessed them, hallelujah to God. And he had blessed them there to that when Moses went to speak with God. And that God came and the cloud was over the thing. I'm just ad-libbing a little bit to show how God's always there. He's there all the time. Had it not been for God blessing us in his protection that he provides for us, hallelujah to God, where would we be, hallelujah to God? It could have been there was a death avoided in the time of storm, during the time of pandemic, hallelujah to God. It was a blessing to know the God of salvation and deliverance. I thought about it. And I was speaking about, and this was before the coming of Jesus Christ, which we are followers of Christ, hallelujah to God. And in that 17th chapter of John, I'll go there a little bit, I didn't write it all down there, but on the 17th chapter of John, how Jesus Christ began to pray as he was going towards almost the close of his ministry, hallelujah, on the earth. He was going towards the crucifixion. It was time for him to be crucified. And he had prayed in the 17th chapter of John. Hallelujah, God. And when he had prayed this prayer, he had prayed for us, hallelujah to God. And I noticed that the difference between, that there's a difference between the schoolmaster in the Old Testament and in the New Testament of Jesus Christ. It wasn't a difference in the word. It was a difference in where the Spirit was, because the Spirit of the Old Testament genders to the back towards Mount Zion, I believe it is. I remember all these things in my head here. And it gendered back to Mount Sinai, which was bondage. Everything was thou shalt not, thou shalt not. And when you go to the New Testament, which genders to the gender of Jesus Christ, it's a quickening spirit, hallelujah to God. It goes into the second Adam, hallelujah to God. It quickens, it's alive. It's not so much law as it is the grace of God. And it's teaching us of the kingdom of God and the power and the blessing. What it is that when you begin to receive what God has for you, that spirit begins to stir up. It begins to push you into the light of God. It begins to push you into the grace of God. Hallelujah to God. And what happens is when you have that relationship with God, and when people come and then when they hear your voice and when they hear your salutation of your voice, hallelujah to God, it's the same as it was when Mary went to Elizabeth when she was carrying Jesus. And when she heard the salutation, when she heard that anointing, it said that the babe leaped in his womb, hallelujah to God. When you hear the word of God, hallelujah to God, when you receive the blessings of God, and when you receive his instructions of God, you'll be blessed. What you hear from here on Blog Talk Radio, is that you hear people, you hear of their relationships with God, hallelujah to God. It comes out in their voice, hallelujah to God. It comes out in the strength of them, hallelujah to God. I've been dealing with a few people over the years, hallelujah to God. And the other day I got to hear someone that I was talking to. They began to speak to someone else the word of God about the prayer life that's going on and how to pray and the things of God and how this word of God began to come alive, because they were saved, they had a form of godliness, but their life wasn't quite working. And they wasn't seeing the results of walking with God like they wanted to. They heard of the manifestation of the blessing of God, but it was only until they began to take that word, eternalize it, glean what God had for them, that the next time that they began to use the word and give it to someone else, it became anointed. It's like having something. Okay, the young man with the two fishes and the five loaves of bread, that's all they had in a multitude of 5,000. It was organization there. It was broken. It was administration. After Jesus blessed it and he broke it, it was more than enough. After the blessing came, it wasn't until they began to give it, and they gave it, and they gave it, and it was sufficient. That's what it is. When God touches something, when he breaks it, when he blesses, when he breaks your life, hallelujah to God, when he calls you out of sin and when he breaks it, and when he blesses you, then you take what you have inside and begin to give it, hallelujah to God, it becomes a blessing. The anointing on the person's voice, hallelujah to God, it broke off depression. It broke off a number of things that I know that they were dealing with. And I said, I could hear the anointing in your life now, brother. I could hear that you're moving up, hallelujah to God. And they look as though you have done something, but hallelujah. I know that it's the blessing of God from coming to Blog Talk Radio, the circle of friends, hallelujah to God, all these years in the prayer life, hallelujah to God. And yeah, I could even look back in the mind to think back, hallelujah to God, of prayers that went up by lifelong prayer warriors of the ministry, hallelujah to God, going to be with God, that when things like storms come up or situations come up, hallelujah to God, there was mothers on the line, that the words of wisdom, the words that they spoke while they were praying on the line, those words were words that had eternal life attached to it, because you could think back on it and you could see the manifestation of the blessings that came as they began to speak back then. They're with the Lord, but the anointing is here. So when you come onto the prayer line here, and when you begin to pray, and you begin to talk to God about the situation, the words that you speak in your prayer, they go in that odor of in heaven, hallelujah to God. That anointing goes out into the earth, hallelujah to God. You receive increase at that time. And then the next time that you go out to meet someone, hallelujah to God, that same anointing begins to minister onto them and to change their life, hallelujah. Because when you begin to pray, it strengthens your spirit. It strengthens your soul, hallelujah to God. And that's what we live by. That's why God is coming back for a church with our Father. He's coming back to see how well that soul is doing. How did you feed it? How did you take care of it? Hallelujah to God. And that's where your anointing come from, that base. Hallelujah to God. The time is as fostering. I just want to read a little bit of John, the Gospel of John, the 17th chapter. Hallelujah to God. Hey, thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As God began to speak, hallelujah to God, he said, you know, he began to speak about the time that it was, hallelujah to God, and the time that it was in, hallelujah to God. And I've read to see it many times, hallelujah to God. I'm not a fast reader, hallelujah to God. And that's why a lot of times I don't try to read, because it's just the way that I'm wired up, I guess. But it says, these are the words that Jesus spake as he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is now come. That will represent the disposition. The hour is now come. He said, glorify thy son, that thy son may also glorify thee. Hallelujah to God. And as he began to speak of it, he said, as thou hast given him power over all flesh. This had stood out to me on last night, that he had given power over all flesh. That meant that because of this blessing here that Jesus prayed in the 17th chapter of John, that there is a special anointing and a special endowment of God's power in our life. As he gave it to Jesus, what happens as he began to, go on and pray, he prayed for them. What happened is he kept them in the word. He did the commandments of God. He gave the commandments of God. He gave them the word. He had a word from God. He gave it to the people that was to keep them in the name of the Father. The Father said to him more than one time, I have glorified it and I will glorify it again. Hallelujah to God. And what happened was that when I thought about it and the power that we possess as children, as saints of God, as the ecclesia, as the called out ones, as Christians, hallelujah to God, as prayer warriors, hallelujah to God, as people that live in for God and love the Lord Jesus Christ, that we have this power. And when I heard the person begin to speak, I begin to hear them speak of the power of God, that they finally put their hand into that spiritual realm, that they finally soul out, hallelujah to God. Maybe it's because of the time that we're living in. I tell a lot of people, you have to know where you're going to spend eternity. You have to know about the power of God being in your life. This 21st chapter of John, hallelujah to God, he says, hallelujah, God. Okay, we start at 20. He said, verse 20, he said, neither I pray for them alone. Hallelujah to God. Now, Jesus has said, he said, neither do I pray for them alone, but I pray for them alone, but I pray for them also which shall believe on me through their words. These are us. This is us, the witnesses of God. He said that they all might be one, that they all will be one, as the Father, are in me, and I am in them, that they also may be one in us, and that the world may believe that thou didst send me. That's a power that you have to work on and you begin to receive, because that's the power of God in your life. Hallelujah to God. With this power that you have, God is inside of you. You could speak to yourself. Hallelujah to God. And you could begin to speak to different things and situations in your life. Hallelujah to God. And things will begin to change. The body begins to work automatically. That brain that we have up there, God has done some work up there, hallelujah to God, that you could just sit back and meditate on the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah to God, and find pain have attacked the body because of the meditation and the time that you take. As you begin to worship and the spirit begins to just begin to rise up, hallelujah to God. The brain's just about control a lot of things. I was thinking about how you could get a fish bone in your mouth, and when you feel it, there's all kinds of sense in this body is awesome. Hebo Shitana Kayasa, and your mouth could scan over the fish and it would go down into your jaw and it would push that bone up to the forefront, hallelujah to God. How much more can you push out that word of God out of your spirit to push the illness and the sickness, hallelujah to God, and to impart blessings onto your children, your grandchildren, and to speak in the situation, hallelujah to God. That's why it says life and death is in the power of the tongue, and that they that love it shall eat the fruit of them. There's power inside of you, and this blessing this week, God has brought it back up, the Aaronic blessing. He said, speak to the children of Israel and tell them that he's going to bless them, and that he's going to keep them. He's going to cause his face to shine upon them. A lot happens when the light shines upon you. God's presence is there, hallelujah to God. People begin to see the glow inside you. They begin to see that relationship, that you have that inner experience with God, that you have time with God, hallelujah to God. Jesus just reiterated here, when he came down to this here, that because we are saved, we're under the New Testament, the new covenant that is in blood, hallelujah to God, that was purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what it was in the Old Testament. They would bring the offering to stuff to the temple. They would bring turtle doves, lambs and stuff. These things have to be, you know, they have to be fixed, they have to be dressed. But in the new covenant, the blessing that we have now, we can boldly come before the throne of God in his name, hallelujah to God, and confess his word, because we have been translated, we have been adopted, hallelujah to God. We are entitled to the same blessings that Christ had. Because we are entitled to this blessing, we are adopted, and we have everything that's coming to the Son. As Jesus said, the Father has given all things in Matthew in my hand. He said, all power is in my hand in heaven and earth. He gave to him. We have been grafted in as a wild olive branch. We have been grafted in. John 15 said, He said, my Father is a true vine, and we are the branches. Hallelujah to God. We're the ones that have been grafted in. We're designed by God to bring forth fruit, to speak to people in his name. It's crucial to speak to people at this time. Hallelujah to God. Have you noticed that things are going on in the earth realm right now? I don't want to stay too long here. I want to get to the prayer itself. They don't really want to change anymore. They try to have you to have the exact change and everything because they're moving into another system. Things are steady moving. But if you keep your mind on God, God will never leave you, never forsake you. A lot of times, you know, people will try to get over on you, but God has a way. Hallelujah to God. I was so surprised that God be speaking to you, hallelujah to God, and he brings you dreams, and he brings you vision to show you things that are coming. And this is a time of prayer, and this is a time of worship, and this is not time now to get weary and well-doomed and to fall slack, hallelujah to God. It's time to support us. It's time to go forth in God. It's time to speak whatever word you have to speak, because God is with you. Hallelujah to God. And Jesus speaking in the 17th chapter, as God has sent him, so as he had sent him. They kept him, and he spoke God's word. He gave them God's word. You tell people that everything's going to be all right. You give them the scripture, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. They that love it to put it. We have been grafted in. Hallelujah. You could tell them that by the same way as the Lord's Prayer, after you pray this prayer, that God goes on to say, you must forgive people. Hallelujah to God. That your prayers will not be hindered. Hallelujah to God. One thing more I'm going to say, I'm going to look at the time and I'm going to going to the prayer. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is that a lot of times you have a situation, this is for a men, hallelujah to God, and they tune into the archives. But a lot of times, and it may help, it says that when the woman, if a man has something, a woman has something up with the husband, and if they don't work that thing out, even though it's all of God that the woman's prayer or the woman being unsatisfied with a husband would hinder the husband in a way, I don't know where I got over here for, but it would hinder the husband. His prayers are hindered, hallelujah to God. He'll go forth and things begin to happen and things begin to start working against him because God had given him a wife, hallelujah to God. And because she's not satisfied, then things become up as a hindrance. Some people would just stay mad with it because they want things to be hindered. But it's a part of forgiveness. You have to try to clear everything out that the blessings of God begin to flow, hallelujah to God. And time is just going by so fast this morning. But we thank God for the word, hallelujah to God. I know that there's those that are in queue that are waiting to pray, hallelujah to God. Hey, Lord, God, in the name of God. We're going to go to Pastor Darling, hallelujah to God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, God. This is the praying. This prayer is for her house, hallelujah, God, and the business. Hallelujah, God. That things is going a smoothly, hallelujah to God. But we're going to go, hallelujah to God, and see request that you have in prayer, hallelujah, God, and what I came through, hallelujah to God. Sometimes things come through that requires us, as we go up to praise the Lord, to add it in so that you could focus your prayer and your praise as we go up before the Lord. I just thank God for it, and I thank you. Pastor Darling, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, we thank you.
Yes,
you have something that came in? Yes, please do. Good morning. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Apostle Horsley, for sharing the word this morning, and we will continue to look to the Lord because we know he is the one, and Jesus has paved the way for us to follow him and do his will. So we thank you for sharing today, and we will believe his word. That's the thing, to believe his word, that even that he said that him and God are one. So because of that, we pray and believe as Jesus has spoken to us so many different times. So we thank you, Apostle Horsley. And I'd like to pray for our sister Rose. We just want to cover her in prayer, her health, her life, her finances. So we're going to pray for Rose today. I also want to pray for my niece, Yvette. We often bring her before the team, but today we want to pray a special prayer for her mental capacity, for her to receive Jesus as Savior. That is so important. And I just want to pray for each and everyone who's here, everyone who comes to this line, whether it's today or has been here down through the years. Just cover every person and the saints of God across the world. Just want to pray for the saints of God to be strong in the Lord and to trust in him every day, all day long. Even though Jesus is not here physically, he is here in the spirit. So I want to pray for the saints of God today. And that's about it for now. We appreciate you, Apostle Horsley. Carry on. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, God. I'm excited about, hallelujah, what God is doing. We want to go up and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just so many things that God is doing. Hallelujah to God. The lines are open. If someone have a prayer request to add on to, we're going to go up before the Lord. If anyone have a testimony. And as we go, please remember Yvette. Hallelujah to God, and that God will bless her to receive the Lord Jesus Christ in the instrumental in the prayer request that Pastor Dolly has gave us. You can give your prayer request, hallelujah, God, and we go forth there, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Anyone else have a prayer request? I believe the line is open.
Good morning. This is Donna. I just want to pray for Traveling Mercies. I'll be traveling to Atlanta tomorrow. For Traveling Mercies.
Amen. Okay. Traveling Mercy. Amen. We have another?
Good morning. This is Mary. Will you pray for the Hector family?
The Hector family?
As they have lost one of their loved ones.
Okay. Isaiah is the name of the family, Hector?
Hector family.
Okay. Okay, Hector family. Okay.
Thank you.
Amen. We have another request. Our testimony.
Okay. Well, let me just share. I mean,
please do.
Go ahead.
No, I said, please go ahead. Please do.
Okay. Just
Pastor Darlene, right? Okay.
I want to just thank God just for the fact that I'm here and alive today. You know, many times I'm riding and driving and people are just driving so crazy, and I don't drive perfect, but I just to see how several times, even the last few days, riding down the road, I was just so close to having an accident. And so I thank God for his protection. You know, we pray many times to be protected from danger, seen and unseen. And when you see how I could have been in an accident, it could have been a serious accident. I think it was Sunday, and God protected. So I just thank God for his angels being there. You know, we speak of the angels, and there are so many different times that we don't even know that we may have been in danger, but God continues to protect us. And I do appreciate every prayer. You know, many times we're praying outside of the prayer line and we cover each other in prayer. So I appreciate that, and we will continue to do that because it's important, because there's so many demonic spirits out there that may even try to take you out just because they don't like you, because they know that you're praying, because they are being fought. We're fighting against them. And so sometimes they will try to come and put things in your pathway to hurt you. So we thank God for his protection each and every day, and protection over every one of us as we're out there in the highways and byways, or even in our own homes. People get shot up in their own homes. So we just thank the Lord for his protection and for his healing and for his deliverance each and every day. Amen.
Amen, amen. We go before the Lord. That's so true. Hallelujah to God. I see people, and it happens to me as well. If you're out there, people will come around and they're not going nowhere. One just get right in front of you and run on up the left side of the road, get in the other lane to get right in front of you to go on their driveway. You know, I said, I couldn't figure out what the rush was, but whatever it was, we thank God for the blessing and the protection that he provides for us. Do we have anyone that wants to start off the prayer here this morning?
I will.
Let me go before the Lord. Okay, your name, please. I'm good.
Chris.
But relax your name, because I could, this way when I hear your voice, then I could put the voice, you know. Let's start the prayer off, and then we'll join in with you.
Father God, thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we just worship your holy
Chris.
Name.
Okay.
Lord God. We just worship your holy name this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we just lift up each and every person on this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for just your mercy and your grace, Lord God, this morning, Jesus. Lord God, we just pray for Traveling Mercies, Lord God. for our sister today on this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, we're just praying for families, Lord God, that you will restore the families, Lord God. Restore the relationships with mother and son, Lord God, and father and son, Father God, today, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you restore the family, Lord God. Lord God, we're just praying for just anybody, Lord God, that's depressed right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind all spirit of depression, Lord God. Lord God, we bind all spirit of fear today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you said where two or three are gathered, you'll be in the midst, Lord God. So, Lord God, we just ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There's some people out here mourning, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for Keisha Rutledge and Michael Rutledge and Quan Rutledge, Lord God, as they're mourning their parents, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray that you give them strength, Lord God, and peace, Lord God. Peace, uncommon peace, Lord God. Lord God, and I just pray in the name of Jesus that you keep them, Father God. Lord God, I just pray for my family, my sisters, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will. Lord God, I pray for their salvation, Jesus, Lord God, that you would save them, Lord God. I pray for my little nephew, Caleb, Lord God, that you would save him, Lord God. I pray for his salvation, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would help him make good decisions, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would give him wisdom, Father God, that you would be at the lamp of at his feet, Father God, guiding him, Lord God. Lord God, increasing his territory, Lord God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will bind all things in high places over his life, Lord God. Lord God, every instrument of the enemy, Lord God, we pray that you destroy it right now, Lord God. Any works in the enemy, Lord God, destroy it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that anything coming against the knowledge of Jesus Christ will be destroyed in his life, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would give him an anointing, Lord God, a grace over his life, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for making him the head and not the tail, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for the blood, Lord God. Lord God, I pray the blood of Jesus Christ over each and every family member, Lord God. And Lord God, every extended family member right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you said you have not given us a spirit of fear, Lord God, but a spirit of a sound mind, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for that today, Lord God. I thank you for the strength and the power of the word, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that we are not a defeated foe, Lord God, that you have given us, Lord God, everything, Lord God. You said greater is he, Lord God, that is in me, Lord God, than he that's within the world, Lord God. Lord God, that I can do all things through Christ Jesus, Lord God, not just some things, Lord God, all things, Lord God, through Christ Jesus that strengthened me, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being the potter, Lord God, just continuously to mold us, Lord God, each and every day, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, I get better and stronger in Christ, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you break every chain, every bondage, Lord God, every mental chain, Lord God, on our minds, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that we be free today, Lord God. Lord God, as we go about our day, commanding our day, Lord God, that we will hear nothing but good news, Lord God. You will bring our helpers, Lord God, that you will assign to help us, Lord God, on our journey, Lord God, that they will find us today, Lord God. I pray nothing but blessings, Lord God, over our life, Lord God. Favor, Lord God, mercy, Jesus, today, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now the things that we've been praying for and believing in you for, Lord God, they will start coming about today, Lord God. They will start coming about today, Lord God, because we are seeking you, Jesus, Lord God. But you said in your word, Lord God, those that seek you will find you, Lord God. Those that seek you early will find you, Jesus, Lord God. And we're seeking you, Lord God. We're asking, Lord God. You said for those that ask, Lord God, will receive, Father God. Lord God, you said if you knock, Lord God, the door will be open, Jesus, Lord God. We're knocking today, Lord God. We're asking and we're believing, Father God, because we know, Lord God, we can do all things through Christ Jesus, Lord God. And I thank you for the power, Lord God, that you have instilled inside of us, Lord God. Lord God, that we just stay on your threshing floor, Lord, just praying, Lord God, and believe in Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you increase our faith, Father God. Lord God, increase our faith, Jesus, Lord God, that we know, Lord God, Jesus, that you are our portion, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we will walk and not be weary, Lord God, and we will run and won't faint, Father God, because you have given us the power, Lord God. The power rests inside of us, Jesus, Lord God. The Holy Spirit, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for preparing the table for us in the presence of our enemies, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for anointing our head with oil, Lord God, and our cup shall runneth over, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you said you would give us the treasures of darkness, Father God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for that. We thank you for sending our angelic escorts, Lord God, to cover and surround our cars today, Lord God, as we go about our day, Lord God, and we come home, Lord God. We thank you for the angelic escort today, Father God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for your mercy, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to abide in the shelter of the Almighty, Father God, today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us the strength today, Lord God. Lord God, that we are not a defeated foe, Lord God. Thank you for liberty, Lord God. Lord God, you have given us liberty in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will go, Lord God. We will go forth today, Lord God, proclaiming the works of the Lord, Jesus, proclaiming the works of the Lord, Lord God. We will pick up our mat, Lord God, and go, Lord God, today, Jesus, just as the lepers went, Lord God. You said, go show yourself to the priest, Lord God. Lord God, and as they were walking, Lord God, they were healed, Father God. So, Lord God, help us just to go today, Lord God. Help us just to walk in the spirit of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, today, Lord God. Thank you for being my strength. Thank you for being my provider. Thank you for being everything to me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So thank you, Lord. You are wonderful, Lord. You are wonderful, Lord God. You are wonderful, God. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for sustaining me, Lord God. I thank you for never leaving me nor forsaking me, Jesus. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that I'll be the first multimillionaire in my family, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that my seeds will be blessed, Lord God. My seeds and seeds and seeds will be blessed, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for financial freedom right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for every person on this prayer line and every person that texts this prayer line, Lord God. I pray for their finances, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for increase right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that we will, Lord God, that we will be faithful in our tithes, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you we'll be faithful in our giving, Lord God. Lord God, because you could trust us with more, Lord God, because we are faithful, Jesus, and we are faithful. And I just thank you, Lord God, for diligence today in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for the spirit of the Lord today, Lord God, that he will rest and rule in our lives, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your anointing, Jesus. I thank you for your covenant, Father God. I thank you, Jesus, for the blood, Lord God, and wash away all sins, Lord God. Lord God, that we don't have to die in our sins, Lord God, but we have been redeemed by the spirit of the Lord. And I thank you for that, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for just extending your grace and mercy upon me today, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God. I worship you, Lord. I give you all the glory this morning, Jesus. And I say thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. In your holy and precious name, amen.
Well, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear sister Chris, for that awesome prayer this morning. And we are near the top of the hour, so I'm going to go ahead and pray for these requests. Lord, we just thank you today for this opportunity, oh God. Thank you for the prayers, the fervent and effectual prayers of righteous men and the bell as much that we've already heard on this prayer line. Thank you for the word from Apostle Horsley this morning. Thank you for the sharing, oh God, from our Sister Marie on Monday, oh God. Thank you, Lord, today for everyone who comes here, Lord, and makes a contribution, whether it's a silent contribution, whether it's a financial contribution, whether it's the word of God or just a praise, oh God. Just to lift our voices to you is so awesome, Lord. So we're thanking you for that today, Lord. We pray, Lord, today for Sister Rose, oh God, that you will touch her body, oh God. Heal her, oh God, of any infirmity, Lord. In the name of Jesus, anything, oh God, that the enemy has tried to do against her, Lord, we pray and thank you, God, today that you heal her, deliver her, help her financially, Lord, help her family, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We thank you, God, today for all that you're doing for Sister Rose, oh God, and anybody else, oh God, who is in need today. I thank you, God, today for healing and helping my our niece Yvette, God, that you touch her life, Lord, that you draw her to you, God. In the name of Jesus, every diabolical demon that is in her life today, I decree and declare that it is removed in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I pray that you cover her children, London and LaVeya, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as they're out there. They seem to be growing like a weed, oh God, and not getting much direction, God. I pray, Father, today that that will change, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as Yvette gives her life to you, God, as she submits to your authority, oh God. And each and every one of us who has somebody in our family, oh God, who is not saved, oh God, I decree and release the spirit of salvation today, God, that they will come to the knowledge of the truth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Lord, I pray for each and every saint of God who comes to this prayer line, those who are on other prayer lines, those who are just a part of the body of Christ, oh God, every person across this land who has submitted to Jesus Christ. I pray a covering over each and every one of us, oh God, that you cover us all with the blood of Jesus, and that you have dispatched those angels, oh God, to protect us, oh God, each and every day, God. We thank you, Lord, today that everything that we pour into the lives of other people, oh God, that we are blessed, oh God, that we are double fold blessed, oh God, and triple fold, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, I break all generational curses, oh God, that have been passed down through our bloodlines, oh God. We will not be ignorant of the fact that things can be passed down through the bloodline. And so we decree and declare that the negativeness, oh God, that the enemy has put in the bloodline, the pacts that people have made in past years, oh God, that those pacts with the devil, the pacts with evil spirits, oh God, are broken today. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, there are things, oh God, that are passed down because things have been said, oh God, things have been done, oh God, to connect with evil spirits, oh God. But we decree and declare that we are broke, those demons are broken right now, their spirits are destroyed right now, that we have freedom. Freedom in you, oh God, freedom in our minds, oh God, freedom in our lives, oh God, freedom in our bodies, oh God, to be healed, Lord. So, Lord, those things that may have passed down because of sickness and disease that has come down through the bloodline, we decree and declare that it is removed right now. Healing in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed, oh God. So I pray, God, today that we have the freedom to serve you, oh God, to do your will, God, to live for you, oh God, to serve you with all of our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our strength, oh God, and we shall bless your holy and your righteous name, oh God. My God, we pray and thank you, God, for our sister Darlene M, oh God, as she is traveling back to Atlanta, Lord. Protect her, Lord. Let no harm come nigh the vehicle, oh God, whether she's flying, driving, or by boat, oh God. We just pray, God, today that you just bless her to get back to Atlanta safely, Lord. And anybody else, oh God, who may even be on the plane, oh God, anybody else who may be with her, oh God, we pray, God, that you protect them, protect the driver, oh God, the pilot, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. I pray, God, today that you have given her the victory, oh God. Lord, sometimes we thank you in advance, oh God, because we know that you're already working things out in our favor. So I decree and declare favor over Sister Darlene's life right now in the name of Jesus. And everyone who has a job, everyone who has a business, oh God, that the businesses will continue to increase, oh God, and be enlarged, oh God, even in this time of famine, as you gave Joseph the goods, oh God. Give the goods to us today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless the work of our hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give our minds a direction, oh God. Give us wisdom, Lord, knowledge and understanding, oh God, of all the things that we must decide on in this earth realm, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the extra family, oh God, as they are going through a time of mourning, oh God, and also the Rutledge family, oh God, as they're going through a time of mourning, oh God. I pray for the mourning period not to be so long, oh God, but they will realize to be absent in the body is to be with the Lord. If a person within you, oh God, and those who are still here who are not saved, they can receive Jesus as Savior, as King, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just pray, God, today that whatever arrangements are being made for these families, oh God, that there will be unity in the family, oh God, that there will not be bickering, there will not be fighting, oh God, over goods, oh God, over things that have been left, oh God. I just pray for the spirit of love, oh God. I loose love upon these families, oh God, as they go through this process, oh God. Those things, oh God, that may have them taxed in their brain, oh God, we pray and thank you, Lord, today that you give them the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, and you shall keep them in perfect peace so their minds will be stayed on thee, O God. It's in the name of Jesus I thank you, Father. I praise you, Lord. And Lord, as we're leaving, O God, I pray for each and every one of us that we are covered, Lord, that every word that has been spoken against us negatively has been destroyed, O God. Everything that has been done against us, O God, or trying to propagate against us, O God, we bind it up and send it into the abyss where Jesus would send it. I decree and declare that we are above and not beneath. We are blessed and cannot be cursed, O God. We're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed as we come, and blessed as we go, O God. You bless our storehouses, O God. And when the enemy comes in one way, he must flee seven ways, O God. I decree and declare that all nations call us blessed, and we shall be a delightsome land. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we continue to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that we need shall be added unto us. It's in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I praise you, God. I glorify you, Father, because you are so wonderful. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I love each and every one of you. I pray that you will continue to keep your eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ, and know that God loves you and all things are working together for your good, because you do love the Lord and you're called according to his purpose. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Have a good day.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.